Speaker!
Order, order.
Mr. Speaker, picture the scene. Parnell resident and occasional visitor to the Helensville electorate, John Key, sits down in a room in his modest 15-bedroom electorate office to get an update on events in the area.
Labour's deputy leader, Grant Robertson, kicking off Wednesday's general debate with the opening scene of a movie starring John Key.
He seeks to get a briefing on what's been happening in the happy hamlet of Hansville. Any major developments? A hush comes over the crowd and a quiet voice whispers, "A German has moved into the mansion." John Key is shocked. This is a development of considerable note. A German in the mansion? First things first, John Key says. Whatever you do, in no circumstances must anyone tell me the German's name. It's a matter of national security. It's a matter of national security, and I'm struggling to remember all of the things I've got to pretend to forget. So don't tell me his name. We then arrive the figure of Stephen Joyce, or as we shall know him from now on, Corporal Jones. Corporal Jones appears, yelling, "Don't panic! Don't panic! The Germans are coming! Don't panic!"
In fact, it was Stephen Joyce who was coming, up next to lead National's response in the general debate.
Well, Mr. Speaker, we know what Grant Robertson was doing last night. In between his desperate denials on Twitter, he was watching the Jones Channel. That was his inspiration for this speech today. It was his Jones Channel, Mr. Speaker. The only thing is he should have been Sergeant Schultz today, because he's the one running around going, "I see nothing, I know nothing, there's nobody challenging the leadership of the Labour Party, I know nothing at all." When the reality is there is a Jones Channel, and the Jones Channel is the channel by which the leadership challenge of the Labour Party is being conducted, Mr. Speaker.
Joining Stephen Joyce on the government side, ACT leader John Banks also took a turn in the general debate.
What we need is high quality women members of parliament, like the two I'm looking at now, and the one who's behind me. The three inside this side of the house, Mrs. Tolley, Mrs. Upston, and this lovely member over here.
Ready with an instant critique on his speech, John Banks was followed in the general debate by Labour's chief whip, Chris Hipkins.
He went wrong right at the point when he decided to introduce the Parliament to the woman on the National Party side of the House and got two out of three and then couldn't remember the third one's name. At that point, it went wrong for Mr. Banks, because we know that his memory isn't particularly good.
Back in question time, the Greens quizzed the government on the Sky City casino bill. Rhys Lyon reports.
There was a series of questions for Economic Development Minister Stephen Joyce from Green Party co-leader Matilda Ture.
Will the minister release all the advice he has received on the social harms of the extra gambling in this deal today, so that when National MPs vote tomorrow, they are fully informed about the extent of the social harms in his bill?
Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I will check again, but my understanding is we have released most of the information that we have. There's some more information in regards to the negotiations, which will be released in the next little while. But I think in relation, particularly the key elements in relation to potential harm, those have been released and are also very adequately traversed in the regulatory impact statement.
But Ms. Ture said government members should know more.
Will the minister explain to his colleagues before they vote tomorrow why the New Zealand Police and the Justice Ministry were excluded from the discussions to introduce ticket-in, ticket-out technology throughout the whole casino, when his officials knew that those ministries would be concerned about the increased risk of money laundering?
Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not sure that the member is correct on that, but certainly it is fair to say that my colleagues in the caucus of the National Party have had plenty of time to assess their level of support for this particular arrangement.
Ms. Ture questioned whether it was really a conscience vote.
Isn't it the truth, Minister, that the Minister is frightened of supporting a genuine conscience vote on this bill, because he knows that this bill, this deal, is hanging by a one-vote thread?
Honourable order. Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Well, Mr Speaker, I'm pretty confident, and I know the government is pretty confident about the votes on this side of the House.
Economic Development Minister Stephen Joyce.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.